Senator Rubio, 3 weeks ago, you said, quote, "I don't do the personal attacks, primarily because it's not who I am, because I think it's beneath the office that I'm seeking, but also because I don't want to embarrass my kids." But in the past week, you've mocked Mr. Trump's tan. You've made fun of his spelling. You called him a con artist. You suggested he wet himself backstage at the last debate, along with other vulgar jokes and jabs. So what happened?
Yeah, you know, Brett, let me say something. This campaign for the last year, Donald Trump has basically mocked everybody with personal attacks. He's done so to people that are sitting on the stage today. He's done so about people that are disabled. He's done it about every other candidate in this race. So if there's anyone who's ever deserved to be attacked that way, it's been Donald Trump for the way he's treated people in the last campaign. Now, that said, I would much prefer to have a policy debate. I hope that's what we'll have here tonight. Let's have a policy debate.
And we
Let's
will.
Talk about Donald Trump's strategy and my strategy and Ted's strategy and John Kasich's strategy when it comes to ISIS and on health care and on the important issues facing this country. But let's be honest, too, about all this. The media has given these personal attacks that Donald Trump has made an incredible amount of coverage. Let's start talking again about the issues that matter to this country. I'm ready to do that starting right here, right now, tonight.
Mr. Trump, your response?
Well, I also happen to call him a lightweight, okay, and I have said that, so I would like to take that back. He's really not that much of a lightweight. And as far as, and I have to say this, he hit my hands. Nobody has ever hit my hands. I've never heard of this one. Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee.
All right. Okay. Moving on.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. It's funny. That was it's the last Fox debate ever. Last time that Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch and, to a lesser extent, Megyn Kelly, Bret Baier, are going to make millions and millions and millions of dollars off of Donald Trump. That was the second to last debate. The last debate was the CNN debate. That was the debate that all the candidates were on their best behavior and nobody talked about the size of their genitalia. But that was the Fox debate where Megyn Kelly went after Trump, Bret Baier went after Trump. I mean, the Rubio crew. I mean, it was beyond a circular firing squad. I mean, it was just unmerciful. I mean, they were unmerciful. They just beat the hell out of them. Just killed them. Killed them. Literally, killed them. I mean, just killed them. Absolutely killed them. And as you know, Trump canceled the Fox News debate that was supposed to be Monday. And what I mean by he canceled it, he said, listen, I'm not attending. He said, I'm done. There's been enough debates. How many times can we say the same things over and over and over? How many times can we be attacked by Megyn Kelly and Bret Baier? How much money do we have to make for your bosses? I mean, it's ludicrous. So Trump said, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And, of course, Fox said, well, if Trump's not going to be there and it's just going to be Kasich and Cruz, who the hell's going to watch that? Who the hell's going to watch that? So, kill it. Cancel it. It's over. Just shows you when Trump would say, the ratings are because of me. The people watch these debates because of me. They should be paying me. And everybody would say, no, Trump, he's not bringing people to the party. He's just an a-hole. Well, obviously, the Fox crew knows that no one will watch Kasich and Cruz debate each other. And they're number two and three. They should want to debate each other. Fox should want to have the debate. Just because Trump's not there, what's it matter? Let the American people see the alternatives to Donald Trump. See what a substantive debate would be like without Donald Trump insulting people. No, because nobody will watch it. Nobody cares about Kasich. Definitely no one cares about Kasich. At a lesser extent, Cruz. Which brings me to Cruz's appearance yesterday on Megyn Kelly. It's amazing. It really is. It's amazing that Trump even did that last debate. He watches the news shows. He watches all those programs. Megyn Kelly spends an entire show bashing Trump. I mean, that's what she does. An entire show. And it's funny. There was a interview with her that just recently came out where she was complaining that she wished Bill O'Reilly would defend her. Trump was doing an interview with O'Reilly, and Trump was bagging on Megyn Kelly, and Bill O'Reilly didn't defend her, and Megyn Kelly is upset. Megyn Kelly is upset that Bill O'Reilly didn't back her. And it's amazing. It's amazing that Megyn Kelly would take that position. Because it's obvious that Megyn Kelly is the rogue player at Fox. It's obvious Megyn Kelly is the rogue player at Fox. Imagine. Rachel Maddow, or a lesser extent, Chris Hayes. But imagine one of them devoting an entire show every single day as a platform for individuals to bash Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. It would never happen. It would never happen. You would never, ever see a show involving Chris Hayes. You wouldn't see a show involving anybody on MSNBC spending an hour ripping Hillary Clinton to shreds. Absolutely. Hell, you wouldn't even see that on CNN. It just wouldn't be done. But MSNBC is a liberal. CNN tries to pretend that they're not liberal. Zucker tries to pretend he's not liberal, but they are. But they pretend they're not. MSNBC says We are the Fox, but on the left. You have Fox, and you have Hannity and O'Reilly and Suster, and you have them pushing Republicans, celebrating conservatism. We are that balance. That's MSNBC. But Megyn Kelly goes against all the other programs on Fox. And it's obvious that Ailes or Murdoch, somebody there likes Megyn Kelly. And it's not because she's the number one show. O'Reilly's still the number one show. Sure, sometimes she beats O'Reilly, but O'Reilly's the number one show. I get it. She's close to beating O'Reilly. And so you pick your, well, you pick your soldier who is most subservient, I guess you could say. O'Reilly O'Reilly's a bit of a high-strung individual. O'Reilly is his own man. He writes the books. O'Reilly is in a position where he can dictate. Kelly's not. Everything about Megyn Kelly has been created by Fox and Donald Trump. Fox created Megyn Kelly, and then Donald Trump made her a superstar. So I get it. You keep her closer to someone who could Bill O'Reilly in check. O'Reilly ever said, I want this, I want that. If you don't give me this, I'm walking. Ailes and them can always put Megyn Kelly in that slot. They can maneuver some things around. Yeah, it will hurt them. It won't be a knockout blow. It won't be a knockout blow. So, Ted Cruz was on Megyn Kelly's show the other night because that's the platform to go after Donald Trump. That's the platform. And this, you know, Ted Cruz, like I said, the only shot that Ted Cruz has of actually winning a nomination would be a third-party run with the Erickson crew. Seriously, because when he's on TV attacking Donald Trump, and that's, I mean, the things he says are really ludicrous. They really are ludicrous. And I can't see any Trump supporter. Any of the 7.5 million Trump supporters going for Cruz. I just can't see it. I can't see it because Cruz is just, it's, you know, you want to say Trump is childish at times, saying, you know, Ted Cruz is you know, lying Ted, and man, Ted Cruz is so over the top childish. He's on Megyn Kelly's talking about Donald Trump is a chicken. He doesn't want to debate Ted Cruz one-on-one, that Donald Trump is afraid of Megyn Kelly. And the fact that Donald Trump is talking at AIPAC on Monday is no excuse, because they would have accommodated Trump. They would have, you know, moved his speaking time around. He's going to be there. Maybe him and Donald Trump should debate there. I mean, just real adolescent, silly, wacky stuff, man. Very desperate. Very, very desperate. Very desperate. And he's just saying all of this stuff, and Megyn Kelly shaking her head. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh, uh-huh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm, yeah. Just never pushing back. He's I beat Donald Trump over and over and over again. And it's like, but Ted, you have less votes. You have less votes. You have less delegates. You've won less states. And you have less votes. Only 40% of the American people, as far as the Republican Party goes, supports Donald Trump. That means the majority is against Donald Trump. Again, the majority is against the majority is against Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has only got 5.4 million votes. Donald Trump is 7.5. Donald Trump has 2 million more people that have voted for him. Megyn Kelly just shaking her head. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Megyn Kelly doesn't go, but Senator Cruz, he has 2 million more votes than you. Who cares about Kasich? Who cares about Rubio? Those people that voted for Rubio and Kasich didn't vote for you. Those people didn't vote for you. Why didn't they vote for you before Rubio or Kasich? Why have 2 million more people voted for Donald Trump? How can you say that you're the only one that can beat Donald Trump? You're the only one that will beat Donald Trump. You're not. No, she shakes her head. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Senator Cruz. And then the screen pops off, and she goes, when we come back, we'll be joined by Stuart Stevens, who worked for the Mitt Romney losing campaign. She didn't say that, of course. It acts like Mitt Romney was the president of the United States. Stuart Stevens has a We Hate Donald Trump pack, and he'll be with us. So they spend 10 minutes with Ted and Cruz. They come out of a commercial break, and now you have Stuart Stevens. Donald Trump, I'll never vote for Donald Trump. I'll never vote for him. He's this, and he's that. I will not betray my principles. They're all principled. Donald Trump is horrible. Donald Trump. It's amazing to me, listening to them all, as if there is nobody voting. It's amazing when you listen to Stevens and the Katy Packers. they're literally complaining about Trump, but leaving out the 7.5 million people that have voted for him. They're leaving out the fact that where we are right now in the election is basically where Mitt Romney was in 2012. Donald Trump is basically on pace to do better than Mitt Romney. As far as a popular vote, And if everybody did what they did in 2012 with Mitt Romney, Trump would have the delegate totals being more than Mitt Romney. Like I said a week ago, what we're going through now could happen every primary season. In 2012, if Newt Gingrich and Rand Paul wanted to stay in, they could have stayed in. They could have done exactly what Kasich is doing and exactly what Ted Cruz is doing. To a lesser extent, Ted Cruz, because he actually still has a chance of winning. He has to win 80% of the delegates, but he's mathematically not eliminated. Kasich is. Kasich actually has to win more delegates than are actually available to win. In order for Kasich to win, he has to meet 102%. How's that? There's not enough delegates. If John Kasich won every remaining delegate that he can win, he still comes up something like one or two delegates short. Kasich is mathematically out. Kasich is doing the Rand Paul. Again, we talked about it yesterday. The Rule 40. In 2012, the party realized, you know, anybody could really stay in the race. Anybody could really run a ghost ship. They could run a ghost ship campaign. Anybody could do that. We gotta put some rules in place to prevent this from happening. So we are exactly at the same place that Romney was. When you hear the Ted Cruzes and the other Trump haters talking about, oh, well, 60% of the party doesn't want it. Listen, it's the same thing with Mitt Romney. Rick Santorum won 11 states. Rick Santorum won more states than Ted Cruz. Rick Santorum had more of the popular vote than Ted Cruz. Or at least close. At least close. Either way, you had Ted Cruz and Mitt Romney the same, Newt Gingrich, John Kemp. At least, actually, I take that back. Newt Gingrich had a shot. But you were exactly where we were in 2012. I think the primary season when it ended had Mitt Romney at 10 million votes. I'd have to double check, but I think when I looked yesterday at the numbers from the 2012 primary season, I think Romney was at like 10.2 million. So right now Trump is at 7.5. And you still have, what, 20 states left? Trump is on pace to do more than 10 million. The voter turnout has been amazing. Trump is on pace to do more than 10 million. Can you imagine if Kasich stays in to the end, Cruz stays in to the end, so they could purposely deny Donald Trump the number? And remember, you still have the Rule 40, which they're going to have to change. They're going to have to rewrite that because right now, Cruz and Kasich don't qualify. But imagine if you get to Cleveland, and really the primary season ends And you got about 6-7 weeks before the convention. So you actually got a month and a half where people analyze the numbers. Can you imagine? You're 6 weeks away. Trump's at 1,100 delegates. Cruz is at, say, 700. I don't know. Kasich's at 3. But Trump's at 12 million as far as people voted. Could you imagine Trump getting more votes than Mitt Romney did in 2012? And the party going, yeah, you're not going to be our nominee. Could you imagine? It's unthinkable. But right now, Trump is on pace to get more votes than Mitt Romney did in 2012. That's amazing. That is amazing. You understand how amazing that is? That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And the other amazing thing, and let me end this segment with this. And again, you never get pushback. You never get pushback from Megyn Kelly, which, of course, why would she? But you don't get pushback from Hannity. You don't get pushback from anybody as it pertains to free media for Trump. Because that's the new mantra. That's the new line. All this free media Trump has gotten. All this free. You know what it equals? That was Ted Cruz's final parting shot. Donald Trump has gotten $2 million worth of free advertising. Some media tracker. Not exactly sure what the name was. But Ted Cruz cited whatever company it was and said, they calculated that the amount of time that the media has spent covering Donald Trump has been $2 billion. That is unacceptable. If Donald Trump goes to the bathroom, there's cameras there to cover it. And Megyn Kelly laughs. This free media is free media. It's $2 billion. And then you hear other people. Can you imagine? Could you imagine if any of the other candidates got that much media for free? Imagine. The media wants Donald Trump. They want him to run because they know Hillary will beat him. $2 million worth of free advertising. Now, when I say pushback and the fact that there's no pushback, let me explain. Have you ever seen smoking ads? No. I'm not talking about advertising for people to smoke. I'm talking about the smoking ads where the guy is in the bathroom and he has a hole in his throat and he's got like a Q-tip and he goes, this is how I clean my throat. And it shows him eating and he's like eating through his hole. This is how I eat. And at the end of this vile, disgusting, disturbing commercial, he goes, "This is because I smoke." And it ends. "Don't smoke, or you'll have a hole in your throat." You know what I'm talking about. And there's countless other ads. We are inundated with these ads every day. Every day. Every day. Round the clock. Now, the $2 billion of advertising that Ted Cruz and other Republicans have been saying that Trump has gotten, and that's why 7.5, almost 8 million people have voted for him, is completely ludicrous. Because the $2 billion of free media have been nothing but smoking ads with the guy with the hole in his throat. Do you understand? When CNN covers Trump and MSNBC covers Trump, and depending on who the host is on Fox covers Trump, or BuzzFeed covers Trump, or The Washington Post covers Trump, or Huffington Post covers Trump. Not one of those stories or coverage of a speech ever results in anything, absolutely anything positive. Nothing. When CNN covers Donald Trump and they do a segment on Donald Trump and they play a 10-minute clip from a campaign rally or an interview, it ends with a panel discussing how he is a monster, how he is evil, how he is Hitler. If Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, if any of them got $2 million worth of coverage that dissected everything that they said, and at the end of that dissection, it amounted to, this person is a complete a-hole, they're dangerous, they're racist, they're xenophobic, they're Islamophobic, they will ruin the country, they would have been out of the race months ago. They would have been crying. They would have been on every outlet saying that they are out of the race because $2 billion worth of coverage was spent on them. All of these people act as if all of this coverage for Trump has been 10-minute speech, 20-minute speech, 30-minute speech, 5-minute interview, and then it ends and goes to Don Lemon, and him and his panel go, "What an amazing man. What an amazing speech. He is eloquent. He is a genius. Oh my God. And we thought Barack Obama was special. oh no, this is someone special. Are you kidding me? For the last 7 months, the media has done everything in their power. Huffington Post. First of all, Huffington Post. Think about this. Huffington Post wouldn't even cover Trump's campaign in their politics section. They made it a point to say he is such a buffoon that we don't even consider him a politician. And then as he started to win, they had to cover him in politics. But after every article about him, they write, Donald Trump is a bigot. He's homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic. He is Satan. The billions of dollars of free advertising, which amounts to billions of dollars of smoking ads, where a guy has a hole in his throat, or a woman is defecating in a bag, and she said she got colon cancer, or rectal cancer, whatever the hell cancer, they got to remove your sphincter. They got to remove your bowels, whatever the hell it is, where you're pooping in a bag. And the woman goes, I cleaned my bag out. It's all because I smoked. Billions of dollars are spent year after year after year to convince people not to smoke. And in an essence, that is exactly what has happened with Donald Trump. When Chris Matthews, or MSNBC for that matter, covers a Trump speech for 20 minutes or 30 minutes, it comes out of that speech to Chris Matthews or Lawrence O'Donnell. And Lawrence O'Donnell literally looks at the camera and goes, folks, I can't believe what I just watched. A man that is spewing hate. A man that is vile. A man who is a liar. He is a liar. I mean, how is that positive free advertising? And there's no pushback. Megyn Kelly shakes her head. Mm-hmm, yeah. Hannity, everybody goes, yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah, well, yeah, the media covers him a lot. Yeah. Not one person has said, yeah, they cover him. And the coverage is, look at this monster. Look how vile this man is. I've never heard anybody on any of these shows come out of a segment covering Trump and saying, now that man will be a great president. And if they have, which once in a while they do, a Trump supporter, she sandwiched between three or four people that despise Trump. And not only do they bash Trump, but they bash the person that's sticking up for Trump. So they come out of a segment and there's Don Lemon and he's got Van Jones, Bob Becker, S.E. Cup, and then a Trump spokesman or a supporter, a surrogate, Jeffrey Lord. And then Don Lemon goes, so, S.E. Cup, what did you think of that? I think Donald Trump is a horrible human being. He's evil. Bob, what do you say to that? I have to agree with S.E. Cup, but I'll take it a step further. He's a racist. Van Jones, is there anything you'd like to add? If anybody thinks this man will be a good president, they need to have their head checked. So, Jeffrey, Would you like to say anything? I think Donald will be a great president. And then right after he's done, Van Jones, Essie Cup, and Becker go, are you insane, Lord? You're an a-hole. You're stupid. You're a moron. What? And then Don Lemon looks at the camera and goes, all right, we're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back. That's the billions of dollars of positive free advertising? Are you kidding me? If you're home, okay, if you're home and you got your TV on and you're watching the segment with Trump and you're watching him speak, if you're into it or you're not into it or you're on the fence, after you listen to four people rip Trump and then rip the person who likes Trump, basically shame that person, what do you think? You're going to vote for Trump? What do you think? You're going to go tell someone else that you like Trump? You're going to be terrified. You're going to be like, oh, man, somebody asked me at work if I'm going to vote for Trump, and I say yes. Am I going to get attacked like this Jeffrey Lord just got attacked? Man, forget it. Yeah, Trump's bad. No pushback. Donald Trump get $2 billion of free media coverage. Yeah, the worst media coverage you could possibly get. Remember the image of Michael Dukakis riding around in a tank with a helmet on? Remember that? Remember that? That image was replayed on the 6 o'clock news. Over and over and over. Maybe that was worth a couple $100,000 worth of free advertising. And that's what buried them. That's what buried them. That's what buried them. Imagine in the past 7 months, some of the things that Trump has said or done that have been played on a continuous loop. Remember the infamous Ben Carson stabbing his friend and Trump's unbuckling his pants and he's pretending he's stabbing himself? Endless loop. Endless loop. How many endless loops did we see of Trump making faces during the endless debates? I mean, endlessly. What? That's free press. Free press. Who the hell wants free press of being made to look like a moron? I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, there is no such thing as bad press. No, that theory is if the camera is just covering you and there's no pushback. And what I mean by that is, oh, the paparazzi shoot you and you're on TV waving. No, no. Bad press is somebody showing you giving a speech. And after that speech, a group of people call you every name in the book. That's not all press is good press. That's horrible press. That is absolutely horrible press. When you have black folk, when you have April Ryan, when you have Van Jones looking in the camera going, this person is dangerous. This person is racist. If he became president, I would hate to imagine what he would do to other black folk like me. That's not positive. Okay? You could take that free press and put it next to the hole in the throat guy, okay? The colostomy bag woman. There's absolutely nothing positive. There's not one thing positive. Do you understand that? There is nothing, absolutely nothing positive. Nothing. Nothing positive. I think it's about time someone does some pushback on the Ted Cruz, Megyn Kelly, $2 billion of free advertising. Okay? Enough is enough.